Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Buckets, your Wednesday, April 24th edition. Got a seven-game early, seven-game main slate of tax tonight. I'll give you the cliff notes on the early. We will break down the main slate as usual. It's going to be a fun one, as you would say. There's really no weather to worry about. Philadelphia and the Mets later tonight. Wind blowing in from left field about 10 miles an hour. But for the most part, everything seems to be just fine and dandy in this one. When you look at your totals, early slate, Royals, Rays waiting on that one because Blake Snell's coming back from the DL. Marlins, Indians waiting on that one because Jeffrey Rodriguez making a spot start for the Tribe. Brew Crew, Cardinals, 9. Nats, Rockies, 11. Rangers, A's, 9.5. Mariners, Padres, 8.5. Giants, Blue Jays, 9. Yeah. The five of the seven totals we have are 8.5 or more. Six of the seven totals we have are 9 or more. Have fun picking pitching on this early slate. When we get into the main slate of action, you got the D-backs at the Pirates, total of 8. White Sox, Orioles, 10.5. Tigers, Red Sox, 9. Phillies, Mets, 8.5. Waiting on Dodgers, Cubs, typical Wrigley Field fashion. Twins, Astros, waiting on that one as Zach Lytle is looking to make the start for the Twins. And then Yankees, Angels, 8.5. So lots and lots of offense tonight. We still have some decent pitching on the night slate, but lots and lots of offense. On that early slate of action, it's Blake Snell at 10-4 with a bullet. That's the guy you're going for. Returning from the IL against the Kansas City Royals, that's the guy you're looking at there. And then after him, I like Clay Buchholz, $7,500 against the San Francisco Giants. Those will be my main two arms on this early slate, the early slate of just ugliness and offense galore. Those will be my main two. If you need to add some more just for differentiation sakes, King Felix at 71 isn't horrific. At the Padres, he's not going to light the world on fire, but there is upside there against the Padres' bats. And then Aaron Brooks, a complete YOLO punt against the Texas Rangers. Brooks can be all or nothing we've seen so far this year, but Texas striking out 25% of the time gives him a little bit of upside there. We saw Frankie Montas didn't have his best stuff last night, but he still got it done in a decent manner. And Brooks is at $6,900. Could do something similar to that, or it could be worse. You never know, because baseball. But yeah, Blake Snell, Clay Buchholz would be one of my two if I had to just build one lineup. And then you can sprinkle in some King Felix, some Aaron Brooks. If you want to go like Buchholz and Brooks and get all the bats in the world, go for it. It's just going to be a lot of offense out there today. Lots and lots. Chris Paddock's taking the bump against the Mariners. He's very high priced for what he offers you. That's just the tough part with Paddock. But he's always going to be that high price because everyone's going to purchase him. So that's where we're sitting at on that one right now. When you're looking at the bats on this early slate, you can look at some Rays against Jacob Junis. No fault in that one. As the when you look at lefties, 336, righties, 331 off Junis. So you can definitely take a peek there. Other early game actions you can look at. You can look at the likes of maybe a Miami Marlins little one-offs against Jeffrey Rodriguez. Lefties against Jeffrey Rodriguez at 399. You definitely have some Coors Field action with Anibal Sanchez taking the bump for the Nationals. So you can get Colorado lock and load. The lefties for sure. Sprinkle in some Tulo and Arenado, like McMahon, Dahl, Blackman, Tapia's homer to back-to-back games. Lots of ways to go there. You can go the cheap route and save some cash if you so choose. The Nats are facing off against Herman Marquez. If you want to be contrarian, you go that route because people will be targeting the Rockies bats and not the Nats bats per usual. Couple others you can look at here. The A's look like they'll be facing Drew Smyly unless something changes in that one. That means load up all of your Oakland A's bats, including Crush Davis, Stephen Piscotty, Chapman. Those are some great ones to start with. And then, you know, see who's catching behind the dish. You got Marcus Semien, who loves his lefties. So many ways to go there. But Crush Davis, Piscotty, my top two options when facing Drew Smyly. The Padres versus King Felix, always an entertaining option there. St. Louis versus Chacin, lefties 356. Enough for you guys like Carpenter, Fowler, and Wong on the back end have been playing pretty well of late. But also, you know, Osuna's still in play and stuff like that. Don't go away. DeJong's actually better versus righties than lefties. Going on farther down, you got Toronto versus Drew Pomeranz. Lefties 345, righties 368. Toronto is very, very bad versus lefties. So Pomeranz is 7,400 if you feel really, really gutsy on a small slate. I don't completely hate the option there. He pitched okay his last time out, but I'd be looking like Randall Grichuk, Teoscar Hernandez, stuff along that line to get some offense there. And then other than that, you know, Milwaukee versus Adam Wainwright, lefties 340. You can load up there. Travis Shaw, three homers in the last two games. You got Eric Thames maybe getting the start. Christian Yelich's always in play. So on and so forth down that list. So lots and lots and lots of offense. My top ones to target, you know, I do like the Rays versus Junis. The Rays just can't stop, won't stop. The Rockies versus Animal is outstanding when it comes to that one. And then, you know, the A's versus Drew Smyly, big, big fan of that. And then possibly some cards, lefties versus Chacin, maybe some Milwaukee lefties versus Adam Wainwright, a little day game there in St. Louis. Hope for some offense to kind of blow the roof off that biatch and see how that one goes. But big fan of that option if it's there for your takings. All right, let's get to the seven-game main slate. Before I do so, talked about thequantedge.com. I know I mentioned it over and over again. It's not enough. You guys are signing up. No, just kidding. But I got to. It's a good deal over there. Tons and tons of tools. Tons and tons of articles. The member Discord chat. Everything you need to cash an MLB DFS under one roof. And you get the MLB rest of season package for $124.99 with promo code Bubba. That's like over 5 months left to get you through the playoffs all the way through October. So $124.99 for the MLB DFS season package. If you just want to try out the Quant Edge, there's two options for you. Get the all sports for your first month. NBA playoffs, baseball, $19.99, or try a 5-day trial for $5.99, promo code Bubba. So go check those out at thequantedge.com. Also, if you can give me a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. Lots goes into this, and if you can get a rating and review, more and more people can get to listen to it because it'll go up the rankings, and it would mean a ton to me. So it just takes a couple minutes out of your time, and it would really, really help. All right, let's get into the pitching on this slate. It's a lot better than the early slate for once, which is very, very nice. You got Justin Verlander, $10,500 at home against those pesky, pesky Minnesota Twins. Love me some Twinkie action. You got Verlander coming off back-to-back great starts. He's gone six innings in three straight, but one earned in each of the last two. Eight or more Ks in each of the last two. He's been pure filth, over 30 DraftKings points in the last two. You got a Minnesota team, which you got to respect. They've been really, really good. They only strike out 18.5% of the time. First right-handed pitching, Verlander, 34% K rate, gives up a lot of fly balls, though. And the Twins have some serious pop in those bats. You got a Twins team waiting on that team total, of course. But they have a 356 wOBA and a 237 ISO versus right-handed pitching. You know, lefties 226, righties 273 versus Verlander. But, you know, if you want to be super GPP, you play some Twins bats. You stack two or three Twins and get some pop to the Rosarios, the Polancos, the Keplers, stuff along those lines. And you let it rock and roll. I got no problem with that at all. I might make one out of my – I usually make 3 to 6 lineups a day, depends on how I feel. I might make a Minnesota stack because their bats are just ferocious. Same time, I do love JV on this slate. 10-5 is a discount for the upside in his arm. He does have legit 30-point upside, which we have not seen a lot of this year. So JV at 10-5, big, big fan of up top on this slate. Cole Hamels, $9,800 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yesterday, Quintana was 97. Told you he was a solid, solid look. Got it done. Pitched great. You got Hamels coming into the game, 20 or more points in three straight. Basically 30 or more in two straight. He's given up two earned runs or less in three straight. He's struck out five or more in three straight. He's been absolutely great at the Marlins, at home against the Angels, at the Brew Crew. The Brew Crew one's the one that really stands out to me the most as Cole Hamels is really, really figuring it out. And it is a tough Dodgers team. Again, just like the Twins, striking out about 18.5% of the time. Hamels, 23% K rate, but a 46.5% ground ball rate is phenomenal. That really, really helps stand out in the grand scheme of things. Waiting on the Dodgers team total as well because it's Wrigley. But lefties 301, righties 343 versus Cole Hamels. So there are some weaknesses in that Hamels, you know, facade, as some would say. But at $9,800, definite GPP upside and a good pivot off of Justin Verlander, which will be super, super popular. And they both have pretty similar risks to me in their matchups, because Houston, better hitting ballpark compared to Wrigley this time of the year, and Minnesota's no joke. Last one at the 9K and above, Eduardo Rodriguez. I think he's going to be very, very popular at $9,000, and he's very GPP risky because, you know, 5 1/3, 3 earned, 6 Ks his last time, 6 and 2/3, 2 earned, 8 Ks the time before, but then 6 earned and 5 earned his previous 2 at home against the Detroit Tigers, a Tigers team that just was 1-3 straight, I believe. He swept the doubleheader yesterday, so 2 straight at least, in Boston. Really getting it done there, but they strike out almost 26% of the time versus lefties. Chris Sale wasn't locked in, but he still struck out 10, I believe, in 5 or 6 innings. So he wasn't great by any means. Gave up, like, grinder hit him, took him deep, a couple other home runs, but he still struck out 10. Yeah, Erod facing him with 26% K rate. He's got a 26% K rate of his own, near 40% ground ball rate. A Detroit team with a 3.7 team total, lowest on the day slate at the moment. Lefties 315, righties 297, so nice reverse splits with Erod. And the Tigers are bad versus lefties, 256 wOBA, 0.086 ISO. Really, really bad stuff. So that's why it's a GPP play, because the biggest thing with Erod is always his control. And he's got it down. He's down to an 8% walk rate, which is tremendous. So I think Erod at 9K is a great play. I think he's going to be the popular play if you're paying up. But he's a very, very good play tonight. So my three guys at 9K and above, I got Justin Verlander 1, Erod 2, Cole Hamels 3. All really good GPP play. I think Erod's the highest owned. I think Cole Hamels will be the lowest owned of those three. Just depends on what your leverage you're looking for. But I think JV, he's the only one with the 30-point upside to me in these matchups tonight. But it's all in play. You save $1,500 to go to Erod. Differentiate yourself elsewhere. If like you go Erod and then put a twin stack together, you will be different. All right. Dropping down, I'm not just missing a bunch of guys. Literally, DraftKings goes from 9,000 to 77. There's no 8K pitchers. And we're going to go to 74, a guy I really liked this year. Loved him against the Giants his last time out. He did great, 26.5 points. He had 33 at the Cubs. He's given up one earned run in 17 innings this season. He has a 0.53 ERA, a 0.88 whip, averaging 24 DraftKings points per start. His name is Jordan Lyles. Has been outstanding. Talked about it last time out. Lance Brzozowski sat down with him and talked about his curveball usage and the changes he's made in his Uncle Charlie there. You got a D-backs team that's striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lyles, 24% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. Lots to like when you've taken a look at all of that. And they have the second lowest team total on the slate, 375. Lefties, 272. Righties, 314. So Lyles at 74. Big fan of this one. I'll have a lot of Jordan Lyles tonight in my lineups. CC Sabathia at 72. If you want to go Lyles, CC, no problem. You get all the bats in the world. He's been great so far this year. He's gone 5 innings in both starts, giving up 0 runs. He struck out 3 and 5. 17 or more points in both starts. And he's facing an Angels team that really struggles versus left-handed pitching. They don't strike out a ton, 16% K rate, but CC 21% K rate, 45% ground ball. And when you look at him, a 4.4 team total, lefties 272, righties 300. But I mentioned they struggle. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play, but a 273 wOBA, a 114 ISO. That's almost Detroit Tiger level bad. They really struggle versus left-handed pitching. So CC at 72 is a solid look. He's more of a cash game than a GPP, but on a slate like this with not a ton of upside, and the way the pitching landscape is these days, I don't hate it for GPP. If you want, like I said, if you want to go Lyles and CC and get all the bats in the world, rock and roll. And the last guy I'll mention here is Merrill Kelly at $7,100. He has had the roller coaster of a season. We've seen the highs, we've seen the lows. You know, he got beat up against the Cubs, 3 earned and 3 2/3, and 109 hit 7 walks. Could not find a strike. Against the Padres, 5 innings, 4 earned, 5 Ks, just couldn't get out of his own way. But prior to that, 31 against Boston, 14 against the Padres. He's $7,100. Big upside against the Pittsburgh Pirates offense. It's very, very hit and miss. They strike out over 20% of the time. Kelly, 44% ground ball rate, 22% K rate. And a Pirates team with a 4.25 team total. Lefties do hit 375, righties 289. So, you know, your Josh Bells, your Colin Morans, Gregory Polanco's back, Adam Frazier. There are lefties in this lineup. Cole Tucker switch hits. But they have a 301 wOBA and a 152 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So they're not world beaters. You're in PNC Park, very pitcher-friendly ballpark. We've seen those games there. You know, they got out of hand the other night with the bullpen, and that was horrible. It happened to Birdie. That was rough, rough stuff there. But the Pirates' bullpen's what got beat up in that one. When you look at yesterday, it was a pitcher's duel. You're going to see a lot more pitcher's duels than blowouts in Pittsburgh. So Merrill Kelly, probably low-owned at $7,100. Not huge upside, but we're talking 15, 20 plus point potential, which is tremendous in this era of baseball. So down to the 7K and below, I got Lyles 1, CC 2, Kelly 3. So six pitchers I'm targeting tonight. Up top, JV, Erod, Cole Hamels in that order. Down below, Jordan Lyles, CC, and Merrill Kelly. Interesting options to say the least. Let's get into your catchers on this seven-game slate. We got some fun ones. Yeah, JT Realmuto versus Jason Vargas. The Phillies versus Jason Vargas. Oh, my. The Phillies have been kind of slumping a little bit. This could be just the slump buster you're looking for. They have a 4.3 team total. Lefties 355, righties 337 off of Jason Vargas. A little JT Realmuto action at 44 if you're paying up at the position. And sliding on down, you will find a few options. Like a James McCann at 39 versus Means of Baltimore. Means has been bad, like really bad. Baltimore has a team total of 5.33, currently the highest on this slate. Small sample, but lefties, wait, that's not it. Look for White Sox. White Sox 5.2. They're just below Baltimore and Boston. They're third on this slate. Lefties 286, righties 321 versus Means. So James McCann or Beef Wellington are phenomenal picks up here in the high 3K range if you're going that direction. A few other ones to take a peek at here. You got the likes of maybe an Elias Diaz at 35 if you so choose. I'm still looking at the White Sox guys for now. But then if you do want to fade CC, Kevin Smith, Jonathan Lucroy at 3,400 each are in play as a lower 3K pick. And then Griner from Detroit at 31 versus Erod. I have no problem with that if you're not going Erod. I know Erod's got reverse splits, but it's a cheap catcher who's actually swinging a pretty good bat right now. So not a problem there. And then, you know, Severino and Sucre from Baltimore, both cheap options going up against Irvin Santana. Baltimore's got the highest total at 5.3. Lefties 401, righties 503 versus Irvin. It really sucks that Baltimore went off yesterday because now they'll be much, much more likely to be on people's radars tonight against Irvin Santana, who has just been hurt, like just bad, really bad. First base, you got Trey Mancini against Irvin at 5K. Big fan of that one in that matchup. Going on down to like Jose Abreu versus Means at 48. Lots of offense in that game. I believe I told you the total in Baltimore is 10.5. 10.5 in Baltimore. Yes, that's outstanding. So you got Abreu at 48, definitely in play for you there. Sliding on down, though, if you want to get weird with like a Josh Bell at 45 versus Merrill Kelly, you can. Don't hate some Luke Voit, $4,200. You want lefties versus Pena, but Voit double-donged yesterday. We just know how this is going to keep going. Voit just crushes baseballs, period. Lefties 343, righties 295 off of Felix Pena. But I was looking at some StatCast data for pitchers last night, and Pena's got even more negative regression coming his way. So it's not looking good for that kid. And Luke Voit could help take that regression a lot quicker. If you want to be contrarian, Anthony Rizzo went deep last night. He's 4K versus Buehler. That's a discount for your power bat, but it is a great pitcher he's facing. Farther down you look, though, maybe a Tyler White, $3,700 if you're doing the bottom half of an Astros stack. He's got back-to-back 12-point games. If you want to look that direction at 37, not the worst thing you can do. And other than that, it's pick your poisons except for one. Well, this is a poison, but let me see where he's at because he probably should have bumped a little bit. Where'd you go there, little fella? I'm going to type him in. Type him in, as the kids say. Chris Davis. Oh, it didn't go far enough. Surprise, surprise. Chris Davis against Irvin Santana is $2,700. Chris Davis went deep last night. He's averaging almost 8 points in his last 10. He's got 19-0-0-10 in his last four. Definite punt, $2,700. If you pay up for pitching, you put a Chris Davis in there, it frees it all up. It is Irvin Santana, who is dreadful. So keep that in mind when you're looking at the first base position. Second base, you got the likes of Jose Altuve, who went deep last night. He's always worth the look. But Johnny Villar did it again last night. He's one of my favorite plays last night. He's on top of the list again today. 14 more DraftKings points last night. He's a great cash game play with GPP upside night in and night out right now. As you go down the second bases, though, you got Kiki Hernandez, $3,900 versus Cole Hamels. Adam Frazier talked about him at 39. Then like maybe a Tommy La Stella against CC at 38. It's weird to say that. Keep an eye on Michael Chavis, second base, third base. Had a big game yesterday in game two of the double dip. He went 0 for in game one. He went 0 for in his first two starts, but then he went 2 for 4 with a home run. 17 DraftKings points. The dude has some serious power. So $3,700. Keep an eye on him. But there'll be a lot of cheaper options here at the position. Robinson Cano's back at $3,700. That's a great play versus Vinny V. Vinny V, a lot of fastballs. Cano comes back, goes 2-for-4 with a run scored, 8 DraftKings points. Cano is just a cash game play, night in and night out. Just lock him in and see what happens. You got DJ LeMahieu down here at 36 for cash games as well. So a few options down here, but you pretty much can stop at Cano if you get that far down. Third base, Yoan Moncada, very much in play versus Means, but so is Bregman versus Stewart. Very, very good options there up top, and he's $600 cheaper than Moncada in both great matchups. As you slide on down, though, like a Colin Moran versus Kelly, it's okay, not running to play it, but not bad. Mentioned Tyler White at first base, who looked like a Yuli Gurriel at 39, is also worth the look. JD Davis, GPP only, but big-time upside against Vinny Velasquez, who, if he's off, gives up the long ball, so someone to keep in mind, but don't, like, force that play in. It's just a super, super contrarian look if you choose to go there. But third base, pretty weak overall tonight. Like, Justin Turner's down to 3,400, but he's swinging a bad bat. You could look at, like, a Ryu Ruiz of Baltimore. If you want to get some cheaper action there in Baltimore, he had 9 points last night, 6 the night before. Not a world beater, but does have GPP upside at $3,600 versus Irvin Santana. So if you're looking for some Baltimore action, don't sleep on guys like Ryu Ruiz to make yourself different, because Baltimore will be very popular this evening, and rightfully so. Shortstop, you got Tim Anderson at 55 in a great spot against Means. No problem with that at all. But as you slide on down, Javi Baez continues to rake and be contrarian versus Buehler at 48. No problem with that. But Johnny Villar at 47. If you don't want to spend up to Anderson, I got no problem going down to Villar. Carlos Correa keeps hitting the ball hard. But Jorge Polanco at 45 versus Verlander, if you want to be contrarian, no worries there. As you go down farther, though, it gets bleak. Cole Tucker is up to 3,800 versus Merrill Kelly. Zero problem there. Hopefully he's higher up in the order, but still in play as a value. Anderson Simmons at 37 is a cheaper play you can look at. And then after that, not much to your likings. Then in the outfield, you got, again, Belly Bonds versus Hamels is interesting. Mike Trout's always in play. But like George Springer versus Stewart at 53 is outstanding. Trey Mancini at 5K, love that as well. Sliding on down farther, Eddie Rosario at 48, contrarian versus Verlander. Michael Brantley versus Stewart at 48. Brantley gets so overlooked, so don't sleep on him. Another guy not to sleep on, he probably won't get slept on tonight after going deep yesterday. He's averaging 12.4 in his last 10, hitting 297 with 4 Jimmy Jacks. 18-7, 21-9, 5-13, 25-0, 10-16. That's the last 10 for Dwight Smith Jr. $4,700 in the middle of that Baltimore lineup versus Santana. Definitely in play. Very good look for you there. If you are fading Jordan Lyles, David Peralta at $4,600 is good versus Lyles. Andrew McCutchen versus Jason Vargas at 45. Very low-owned option for you there. Sliding on down to like Gregory Polanco, $4,300, comes off the DL or IL, and he's got 6-14 back-to-back two-hit games there for Polanco, so don't mind him at all at $4,300. If you're fading Merrill Kelly and you want some cheaper action there, Ryan Cordell of the White Sox, very, very contrarian GPP-type play at $4,200 against Means if you're looking to go that way. Brett Gardner, left-handed bat versus Pena at 43, was super low-owned as well. Like Nick Castellanos at 41 versus Erod. If you're not using Erod and you think he's going to blow up, Casty's a great play at that price point. Eloy Jimenez, I think he's out one more night. He's on paternity leave. Yeah, he's supposed to be out again tonight. He'd be a great play versus Means tonight, but he should be out one more night. So if he's in, go for it. But if not, can't do it. Mike Topman, 4K versus Pena, that left-handed power bat, GPP only. He's kind of a Joey Gallo type. Not a cash game guy, but GPP rock and roll. You get Max Kepler at 39 versus JV if you're going that route like we talked about. A few other ones you can look at down here in the 7K range. If Aaron Altherr cracks the lineup or Roman Quinn, either one for Philadelphia versus Vargas, both cheap options you can look at in those. David Fletcher, if he's leading off for Anaheim at 35, could come into play for you as well. So check lineups to see what hashes out and all of that. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got JV up top with Erod and Cole Hamels in your 9K and above range. Down below, you got Jordan Lyles, CeCe Sabathia, and Merrill Kelly. So some interesting options for you in those ones. A couple of things to look at here on this late slate when it comes to stacking main slate. You got Baltimore versus Irvin Santana, smash spot. Smash spot. White Sox versus Mean, especially the right-handed bat, big fans there. So those should be two popular stacks, and that really sucks. But Baltimore should absolutely destroy Irvin Santana. He's so, so bad right now. But as you go down, not better pitching on this slate, so you got to be a little different here with your looks. You look at guys like Philadelphia versus Jason Vargas, lefties 355, righties 337. So don't worry about the splits on that one. Left-handed Pirates bats versus Merrill Kelly. Left-handed Yankees bats. I'd say all Yankees bats versus Felix Pena for the late night hammer. If you need to go there, be someone to take a look at. Let's look at your BVP on this one. It's pretty much that one big game on the night slate. Then you got to get really different elsewhere. And that's where lineups come out. The member Discord on TQE or the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat is the way to go on those ones. All right, let's do BVP for the entire day and see if we see anything that really stands out much. The Cardinals do like facing Chacin, 346 Woba, 167 ISO. Dexter Fowler, 5-for-9, 3 doubles. Marcelo Zuna, 6-for-14, 2 doubles. Wong, 5-for-15, a double and a homer. Goldie, Carpenter, Molina, and J-Mart have all taken him deep. So get your cards early. Lorenzo Cain, 4-for-9, a double and a triple off Waino. Hernan Perez is taking, Thames has taken him deep. Braun's taken him deep twice. The Trevor Story, 2 home runs off Animal Sanchez. Something to keep in mind there. Nothing. You got Ian Kinsler. He's hitting 250. F. Felix, 22-for-88, 4 doubles, 4 homers. So a lot of experience versus him. Luke Mahle's 5-for-10, 2 doubles and homer off Pomeranz. Justin Smoke, 6-for-14, 2 doubles. Kevin Pr, 6-for-18 with a double off Buchholz. Pablo Duggar and Longo have homers off of Buchholz. Ender Inciarte, 12-for-30, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer off of Rourke. This is on its own little slate here, but Culberson's taken him deep. Inciarte, Markakis 3 times, Albies, Flowers, they've all had good success versus Tanner Rourke. So get your Braves if you're playing the all day or some early express type slate there in that one. Michael Conforto, 6-for-12, 3 homers on Vinny V. That's an option for you there for sure. That's good BVP in a small sample. Chris Davis, typical Chris Davis, hitting .161 off Erwin Santana, 5-for-31. But those 5 hits, 2 doubles and 3 home runs. All or nothing, Chris Davis, $2,700 tonight. As you go down farther, Justin Turner, 6-for-15 with a double and a homer off Cole Hamels. David Freese, 6-for-21. I got Jonathan Scopes, got 3 homers off Verlander. They don't have good averages, but Scope and then Cruz, Buxton, Marwin, and Krohn have all taken them deep. Mike Trout, 5-for-16, 2 doubles, 2 homers off CC, Lucroy, and Pujols taking them deep. Really not a ton of solid BVP like we've had lately on this slate, so keep that in mind. But there you have it. Quick Cliff Notes version of the 7-game early. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDintrick or join the TQE member Discord or the Fantasy DGen Slack chat for free. Remember, if you want to join TQE for the MLB season package for $124.99 or all sports first month or all sports 5-day trial, use promo code Bubba to get the discounts you're looking for there. Also, if you can give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. But it should be a fun one. 7-game early, 7-game main slate, all broken down for you on MLB DFS Quick Hits, your April 24th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.